We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
New leaked documents are showing just how much money OpenAI is paying Microsoft. And the numbers might surprise you. This is after, obviously, a year of insane deals, rumors of an upcoming IPO from OpenAI. With all of this, there's a lot of financial scrutiny on OpenAI. It's definitely getting intensified. And with all of this, we have recently received some leaked documents that came from tech blogger Ed Zitron, and he gave a little bit of a glimpse into OpenAI's revenue, their financials, and all of that. And specifically, their compute costs, which a lot of people have been looking at, which is an eye-watering number. So according to his report, he said that in 2024, Microsoft received $493.8 million in revenue share payments from OpenAI. What's interesting is that that was last year, but if you fast forward to this year, that number jumped to $865.8 million, and that's just in the first three quarters of this year. So we have a whole, you know, another third quarter or fourth quarter that hasn't been reported in those numbers yet. And so at something like, you know, $865 million, you can assume it's going to be over $1 billion that they're going to be paying Microsoft for this year alone. Now, all of this is part of the 20% revenue share that OpenAI agreed to pay Microsoft as part of their previous investment. When OpenAI first came out with ChatGPT, they needed a lot of money. It was getting insanely popular, and Microsoft came in and invested $10 billion at the time. They've since invested a little more. So I think total, or actually, I think it was prior to that, they'd invested $1 billion and a little bit more. So total, I think Microsoft all in is at $13 billion. And with that, I think especially with that $10 billion that they gave OpenAI, they agreed to a 20% revenue share. So 20% of the revenue OpenAI made, they were going to pay to Microsoft. Neither people have also publicly confirmed that percentage of the 20%, by the way, but this has been reported and leaked by a lot of different people. So this is where things get a little bit more, I guess, tricky. Microsoft already shares revenue with OpenAI. They give them about, and again, it's hard to verify numbers, but from leaked documents, about 20% of the revenue from Bing and from Azure, OpenAI service. Now, these are obviously partnerships that they've made with OpenAI because OpenAI's ChatGPT powers Bing right now. And also we have Bing inside of ChatGPT. So there's kind of like a lot of collaboration between the two companies. And so it's been said that OpenAI is giving 20% of their revenue because of the big investment back to Microsoft. And then Microsoft is giving 20% of revenue from things like Azure OpenAI service, which is basically using OpenAI on Azure. So companies that go to their Azure, Microsoft's cloud program, can do that. Also, in regards to all of this money that they're making, there was a source that was recently talking to TechCrunch about this, and they said that these like leaked payments that we see are talking about Microsoft's net revenue share, not their gross revenue share. So basically what that means is that they're not including whatever Microsoft paid to OpenAI for Bing and Azure, for their, you know, OpenAI royalties for having OpenAI on their platforms and charging their customers for it. Microsoft deducts those numbers from its internally reported revenue share numbers, according to the person who leaked some of this info. So what's interesting here is Microsoft never breaks down how much money they're actually making from Bing and Azure OpenAI in their financial statement. So it's pretty hard to get a good estimate on how much they're currently kicking back in all of this. But regardless, all these leaked documents that we see give a pretty clear view into, you know, basically the biggest AI company on the market today, and also one of the biggest private companies, you know, private market companies today that's not public. And it's not just how much money they're making in revenue, but it's also about how much money they're spending to generate that revenue. It's their compute costs that's also really interesting. Because based off of the really widely reported 20% revenue share that everyone talks about between OpenAI and Microsoft, we can basically deduct that OpenAI's revenue was at least $2.5 billion last year. And This year, we can say that it was about $4.33 billion just in the first three quarters of 2025. So it's likely to be more. But I mean, based off of those numbers, that's what we can see. There are some other reports that came out of the information that said that OpenAI's 2024 revenue was about $4 billion and that its revenue from the first half of this year was $4.3 billion. So we like slightly conflicting, but they're kind of all in the same ballpark. Sam Altman was actually asked about this. And of course, when a CEO is asked about their company, they always want to talk it up and make it seem like it's doing more. When he was asked about their revenue, he said that it is, quote, well more, when he was referring to reports of $13 billion a year. So he's like, oh, we're doing way more than $13 billion a year. But he doesn't say what it is, of course. He said that by the end of this year, they're going to end it above $20 billion in annualized revenue run rate. So what's interesting here, though, he's not saying how much money they're making. He's just giving a projection. An annualized revenue run rate is just a projection on what he believes they'll be able to do in the following year, right? So saying like, yeah, we're going to end it. Oh, we're making way more money than $13 billion. Yeah, we're going to end the year with, you know, over $20 billion in annualized revenue run rate. It's like, okay, well, if all of your plans pan out, all your growth strategies work, then you could do that. So anyways, I do think that's interesting and worth taking note of. He also says that the company is going to hit $100 billion by 2026 in just 2 years. So apparently by the end of the year, they'll be set to be making $20 billion. And in 2 years, they're going to be set to be making $100 billion, or they'll be making $100 billion. I don't know if that's actually going to happen, but this is what he says. According to Zitron, who leaked a lot of this stuff and his analysis, OpenAI might have, he didn't leak it. He received the information from the leaker. So he said that OpenAI may have spent about $3.8 billion in inference last year, and that they've increased that to $8.65 billion in the first 9 months, in the first, you know, three quarters of this year. Inference, right, is obviously just the compute used to run and train all of these AI models. And you know, it's basically the compute that they need to generate the responses they're giving to us. And OpenAI has historically almost exclusively used Microsoft Azure for their compute, right? Today, we're seeing a lot of new deals being struck by them. We're seeing CoreWeave, Oracle. They just made a huge one with AWS for like $38 billion over the next 7 years. They have one with Google Cloud. So they're making a lot more of these, but historically, it's mostly been Microsoft Azure just due to the nature of the $10 billion that Microsoft put in, $13 billion total, but $10 billion right after ChatGPT launched. And so there's some other reports that put OpenAI's entire compute spend at about $5.6 billion last year. And its cost of revenue at $2.5 billion for the first half of this year. So with all of that being said, there's some sources that are familiar with the matter, names not named, so take them with a grain of salt, but they're talking to TechCrunch about all of this. And they said that while OpenAI's training spend is mostly non-cash, right? So that means that a lot of it is credits that they're paying Microsoft. Like Microsoft gave them a bunch of credits. They're like, here's $10 billion, but a bunch of this is just credits to spend on Microsoft Azure for compute. That's kind of how the deal went. And so most of their spend is, you know, kind of these like tokens or credits that Microsoft already gave them. But there is a lot of spend that is largely cash when it comes to inference. So their training spend is tokens, but their inference, right, what they're using to service all of our requests when we're chatting with ChatGPT all day long, those are actually cash they got to pay. So while this is not definitely a complete overview of everything happening with OpenAI and all of their finances, I think this gives us a really good idea of the inference costs and also the revenue. And I think the implications of this say that, you know, we're going to hear a lot more people talking about this quote-unquote AI bubble, because if OpenAI is really still running their models at a loss, that this is like a massive deal for the investment world, who is spending tons of money on these AI models. The valuations are absolutely insane. But if OpenAI is not running at a profit, that means a lot of other people are not as well. Of course, OpenAI and Microsoft have both declined to comment on this story, but it is really interesting to see where this goes in the future. So thank you so much for tuning into the podcast. If you enjoyed it, I would love for, and if you want to try out any of the models I talked about on the show from OpenAI or other companies, I would love for you to try out my own startup, which is called AIbox.ai. We have a playground where you can access the top 40 models, text, image, audio, all inside of one chat thread. So you get like 11 labs for audio, a ton of cool image generators, every major text generator that you're used to, OpenAI, Anthropic, Grok, Google Gemini, all of that stuff. $20 a month, you get access to everything. You don't have to have a ton of subscriptions. So if you want to check it out, there's a link in the description to AIbox.ai. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.